Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in our series called How God Meets Your Deepest Needs. In this series, Pastor Rick takes an in-depth look at God's provision for you, from His constant presence to His purpose for your life and His preparation for a place for you in heaven. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get our brand new set of scripture memorization cards based on Bible verses from this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's teaching. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called When the Odds Are Against You.
So you do these things. You turn to God first and you talk to Him about your problem and you tell Him exactly how you feel and you trust Him to help you. Now, when you do these things, notice God's response. In verse 15, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. I want you to circle that. The battle is not yours, but God's. God says, relax and trust me to help you. Now, look up here a minute. The reason why you're so fatigued all the time and so tired all the time is because you're trying to fight battles that belong to God. That's your biggest problem. You're trying to fight battles that aren't your battle in the first place. They're God's. And when you try to fight them, you're going to get worn out. You see, we assume God's role. We think, I will make this thing work. And we kind of just out of sheer willpower, we put our head down and put our shoulder into it and buck up and say, you know, just out of my own willpower and energy, I will save this marriage. I will turn my kids around. I will resolve my financial difficulties. I will find a life mate. I will make myself a success. And out of sheer willpower, and you're striving and striving and fighting and fighting, and God says, hold, time out. This is not your battle. It's mine. If you belong to me, I'll fight your battle. You see, when I come to Christ and say, Jesus Christ, I want to serve you the rest of your life, the rest of my life. I want you to be my master, and I will be your servant. When I put myself in a servant position to the master God, the master assumes responsibility for all the needs of the servant. If I live in the master's house, he pays for my room and board and insurance and cares for my medical needs and all the other things because I'm serving him. And when I come to Christ and say, I'm yours, he assumes responsibility for my needs. And the battle's not mine anymore. It's his. But see, we don't get this. We try to fight God's battles all the time. And we go out and we work real hard and we try real hard and we give it our best shot and inevitably we fail. And we're disappointed in ourselves. And we come back with our heads bowed and our eyes droopy and our tail between our legs and we walk into God and say, oh God, I'm so sorry. I've really let you down. I know that I tried hard and I tried to do this and I've made a mess of it and I blew it and I have really let you down. I'm sorry, God. And God says, wait just a minute. Let me clarify this. You didn't let me down because you aren't holding me up. You ever thought about that? You don't let God down because you don't hold him up. God holds you up. You don't hold him up. I don't know how to say it any clearer than this. You cannot disappoint God. Why? Because he already knows everything. He knows every stupid, sinful, dumb thing you've ever done. He also knows every stupid, sinful thing you're going to do already. So it's not going to be a big surprise to him when you end up doing it. Like, wow, how did I miss that one? Golly, I should have thought of that when I created him. Well, guess what? He did. You cannot disappoint God. This is what grace is all about. You don't earn God's pleasure, God's approval. It is a free gift when you trust in His Son, Christ. And you don't hold God up, He holds you up. And you don't help God, He helps you. It's not your battle. Today after the fifth service, I got to go up to LAX and get on a 747 and fly to Atlanta because I'm speaking in Atlanta tomorrow. Now, how about when this 747 starts taxiing down the runway in a few hours, and as it begins to go, I start doing this. And as it goes faster and faster, I start going. And then, you know, I try to get one foot off the ground, and then both feet off the ground, and I'm flapping along, and all of a sudden, the flight attendant comes back and says, "Sir, what are you doing?" "I'm helping it get off the ground." "Sir, you don't have to do that." "Oh, yes, I do. I am committed. I'm committed to making this thing work. Sir, you don't have to do this. Just relax. Trust the force." No, I can't trust. I got to try. I got to help this pilot get this thing off the ground. And inevitably, the plane takes off. But my hands are getting more and more tired. And pretty soon, my arms just collapse because I can't do it anymore. And I just let go. And guess what? The plane keeps going. I needed to stop trying and just start trusting. Now, God brought some of you here this morning so he could say this to you. I hope you're listening. You can stop flapping your arms. Get it? Good. I mean, some of you, your Christian life is just like this. You know, and you know, we don't need air conditioning. You're making all the airwaves, you know, just. I have seen some single adults, men and women, who were so eager to get married, they pop from single scene to single scene, and they're flapping as hard as they can. And it looks silly. They're making a fool of themselves. "I gotta get married somehow." The battle is not yours, but God's. "I got to make this business deal work. I got to raise perfect kids." Name your flap.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
One of the most popular study resources we've ever offered would have to be our Bible verse scripture cards. We get a ton of requests for them, and we've just added another set of 52 cards to this already amazing collection. Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new scripture cards based on the key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. And when you sign up for convenient automated monthly billing, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
Hi, everybody. It's Pastor Rick with some really big news. My Daily Hope devotionals are now available in Chinese. Isn't that great? We have over a full year of Chinese devotionals available. And if you know someone who would enjoy reading these devotionals in Chinese, please, right now, email me and I'll send you the link. My email is rick@pastorrick.com, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks a lot.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
So many of you are walking around with this Atlas complex that you've got the whole world on your shoulder. She's got the whole world, you know, in her hands. I want to invite you this morning to resign as general manager of the universe. Because the world ain't going to fall apart if you do. Oh, yes, it will. If I let go of all the strings, it'll just fall apart. No, it won't. It will not. Just trust me on this one. It's all going to fall apart. Let God be God. He is God, and you are not. You need to relax in faith. Number one, it's God's battle. Number two, more importantly, God has never lost a battle. So you don't have to worry. The outcome is inevitable. Victory is assured. The last chapter has already been written. And if I know going into the battle that God's going to fight it, that it's his battle, then I know he's not going to lose it. Guess what? I know I'm already a winner. So I can relax. The battle is not ours. It's God's. And so you don't get discouraged because you know he's in charge. What does God want you to do if he doesn't want you to fight in the battle? What are you supposed to do when you're facing an overwhelming situation? Well, notice two words. You won't need to fight in this battle, just stand strong. Circle that. Stand strong. What does it mean to stand strong? It's a mental attitude. It's an attitude of quiet confidence. It means, I'm not going to get ahead of God, but I'm not backing up either. I'm going to just stay put and watch God work. I am going to stand strong. I'm not going to turn tail and run. Now, let me tell you one of the most important truths you have to learn in life. It is never God's will for you to run from a difficult situation. It is never God's will for you to run from a difficult situation. Because if you do, he's going to bring it up again. Because he wants you to learn that he is sufficient in every situation. And if you don't learn it here, he'll just provide the opportunity again. Now, in today's society, there are plenty of ways to run. Choose your favorite escape. Choose your poison. Choose your vice. There are lots of ways to escape from reality and responsibility today. But God says, they're all out of my will if you're using them to run. I want you to stand strong in quiet confidence and watch me do a miracle. What do I stand firm on? What am I supposed to stand firm on? The Bible tells us in verse 20, it says this. Have faith in the Lord your God and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets and you will be successful. You want to be successful? There it is. You stand on two things, the character of God and the word of God. Have faith in the Lord. That's the character of God. We know who he is. We know what he's done. And have faith in what his prophets have said. That's the word of God, the 7,000 promises. And you stand on those two things. No problem, no conflict, and no loss can devastate you. So when you're facing an overwhelming battle and the odds are against you, these are the things you need to do. And then the last one is to thank God in advance. In advance, that's the key. You turn to God first. You talk to God about the situation, you tell God how you feel, you trust God to help you, and then you thank God in advance. Now, notice in verse 21, the king appointed singers to walk ahead of the army, singing to the Lord and praising him. And this is what they sang. Give thanks to the Lord, for his faithful love endures forever. Now, this is a very unusual way to organize an army. Jehoshaphat's battle plan is to put a choir before the infantry. I mean, Jehoshaphat says, hey, guys, here's my idea. Any of you sing? And he picks these guys out and he says, now we're going to form a little choir here. And you're going to go out. Now, picture this. Over here, on this mountain are the three enemy armies amassed to go battle against Israel. Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Three nations of armies. Then here's the valley where they're going to do battle. And over here are the lowly Israelites. And Jehoshaphat says, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take some of you who sing. We're going to make a choir out of you. And we're going to put you in front of the army as you march into battle. And they're out there singing, thanks to God, praise God, we're going to have victory. Just imagine Machow leading them. Woo! You know, and they're out there and they're bouncing around singing. And the enemy's going, what is going on? And the Israeli army is certainly going, yeah, what is going on? And of course, the choir is saying, we would like to know what's going on. There's a very important truth here. There's a symbolism in this. They were thanking God in advance for the victory. Before it even happened, they were thanking God in advance. Praise, thanksgiving, is verbalized faith. Now, if you thank God after the fact, that's gratitude. If you thank God before it happens, that's faith. And they said, give thanks, we thank God for the victory. And notice what happened. Look at the effect of praise, verse 22. At the moment they began to sing and to praise, at that moment, the Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to begin fighting among themselves. And they destroyed each other. This is wild. There is power in thanking. There is power in praising. There is power in expecting. And God just confused the enemy, and they started fighting each other and killing themselves. And they turned on each other and destroyed themselves while the Israelites looked on. They were thanking God in advance, and that's part of it. Here's the question. You know that insurmountable problem in your life? The one that the odds are stacked against you? When are you going to start thanking God for it? Oh, after it's all solved, that's gratitude. How about now? How about now? But while you're in the problem, while you see it coming at you, thanking God now, that is faith. Thanking God in advance. Listen to the results. The enemy destroyed themselves, and after the battle was over in verse 23 or 25, it says, so Jehoshaphat and his men went off to carry off the plunder. In other words, the spoils of the war after the battle was over. And they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and articles of value, much more than they could carry away. There were so many spoils of war, they couldn't carry it away. God wants to bless your life so much, more than you can even handle. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days to collect it. This is what you call abundance. And on the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. And this is why it's called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Baraka is the Hebrew word for praise, and that's where God wants you to live, in the Valley of Blessing. It means blessing and praise. God wants to bless your life, and he wants you to live in that Valley of Blessing and that Valley of Praise. How do you get there? Thanking God in advance. Now, when Christians act the way they ought to act, the world takes notice. Look at the last verse. When the surrounding kingdoms heard that the Lord himself had fought against the enemies of Israel, the fear of God came over them. Well, I guess so. So Jehoshaphat's kingdom was at peace, for God had given him rest on every side. Wouldn't you like that to be true in your life? You're living in rest, and you got peace on every side. The family side, the career side, the financial side, the social side, the physical side, the sexual side. You got peace on every side. How do you get there? How do you get to the Valley of Blessing, Baraka? You got to take these steps. That's the only way you're going to get there. And when you allow God to solve your problems, it becomes a testimony to unbelievers, and the world takes notice when Christian lives by faith, and God loves to demonstrate his power in those who will just believe him and expect him to work in their lives. So, you're facing a difficult circumstance this week. You feel like the odds are against you. You think that problem is overwhelming. What do? You turn to God. Jehovah Nissi, the God who defends you. Will you take these 5 steps of faith today? First, turn to God. Right there where you're seated, decide in your mind that you're going to look to him, not anybody or anything else, for the help. Number 2, talk to God. Say, Lord, I know nothing is impossible with you. And Lord, I know you've helped me so much in the past. And Lord, I'm asking you to do it again. Then tell God how you feel. Be honest to God. Say, Father, you know it's not getting any better. And be honest. Say, I admit that my biggest problem is me. And I feel like that I'm going to go under unless you bail me out. Then trust God to help you. God says to you, you know, that battle you're fighting, it's not yours. It's mine. So stand firm in quiet confidence and watch me handle it for you. Finally, you need to thank God in advance. Would you pray this in your mind? Say, Jesus, you know I've been feeling overwhelmed by all the things that I'm facing. Sometimes I'm so confused and tired, I don't even think I can put one foot in front of the other. And I have been scared and I have been discouraged. And today I've been reminded that this is not my battle, but it's yours. So I want to give up trying to win one on my own power. And instead, I want to trust you for the victory. Help me not to be discouraged and afraid. I believe that today is a turning point. I want to give my whole life to you. I realize that you are all I really need. So Jesus Christ, be number one in my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together, so please stay with us. If you missed anything, just go to PastorRick.com to listen online anytime or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you about today's exciting opportunity.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. God tells us in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession. Write them down and also keep them deep within your heart. Now, you may not think you've got a good memory, but the truth is we all remember what's important to us. For instance, you remember phone numbers and dates that you care about. I've heard people say they can't memorize anything, yet they can quote a song lyrics from their childhood, or they can rattle off a statistic for their favorite baseball player. You see, memory is a skill that you can learn, and it's also a muscle that you can strengthen. In fact, study after study has shown that memorizing Scripture will cause your brain to have a stronger memory in other areas too. So when you memorize Scripture, you're actually benefiting a lot of other areas in your life. Now, here's how I want to help you memorize God's Word. We've put together a new packet, a new set of cards with verses from the Bible for you to memorize. And these are good, easily memorizable verses. And you can put these cards around your house, or you can put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, tape them to the mirror where you brush your teeth, or you can put them by your bed, or in your car, in the visor. It doesn't really matter, but they're very beautiful, and they will keep these Bible verses, God's Word, before you every day, helping you to memorize the Word of God. I hope you'll take advantage of this new resource.
Don't miss this opportunity to get these brand new Scripture cards based on key verses found in this series. And if you'd like to get one of our equally popular Daily Hope Scripture boxes to hold your cards, they're available, along with the Bible verse cards, at the PastorRick.com store. You'll also find additional sets of Bible verse cards that you can add to your collection. Request yours by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And remember, when you sign up for the convenient automated monthly giving, we'll also send you an added special gift to welcome you to Pastor Rick's Partner in Hope family. There's only 2 days left to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.